Hey friends, it's the 8th of December, and yesterday I talked to you about short prayers, about the simplicity of prayers. And today I want to talk to you, this isn't the opposite of simple short prayers, it's the opposite of short prayers. But all prayers are to be simple prayers, conversation with God. Now, I don't know if you remember yourself or if you've experienced this, but I remember when I was dating my wife when I was young, and we would talk on the phone together. We lived about 4 hours from each other when we started dating for the first 2 years after we started dating. We lived a distance apart from each other. And I remember we would talk on the phone every day. Now, this was the day of long distance calls, collect calls, and calling cards. For those of you who are my age, you younger people have no idea what I'm talking about. But we would talk and we would rack up quite a phone bill. Thank you, Mom, and thank you, Deanne, my mother-in-law, for helping us with those expenses. Hopefully you can look back and decide that it's worth it today. But we would talk on the phone for hours. We really didn't say much new. We would fill each other in on our days. And I don't know, we do some silly things when we're younger, like you hang up first. No, you hang up first. And you know, things haven't really changed with that. I walk into my 13-year-old daughter's room and she will be on the phone, she says, which consists of her having her phone sitting there and her friend experiencing her cleaning her room or doing her hair or makeup. And they may say a word every 2 or 3 minutes at times. And it's the weirdest thing to me, but probably weird, like my parents thought we were for talking for hours on the phone about literally nothing. There's something that those two instances back when I was young and when my daughter's young that are very similar though, and that is we just enjoy the presence of those we care about. Me with my future wife back then, Chloe with her friends that she talks to. And you know, as we think about God in our relationship with God, don't you think that God cherishes longer conversations or longer periods of time with Him? So here's what I want to challenge you to do. And I know half of you are going to instantly say, I'm too busy. And if that's you, here's what I have to say to you. I love you, but you're never too busy for what's most important. Okay? There. I love you. So, what I want to encourage you to do this week is to find a period of time. And I'm not going to dictate that amount of time. I don't want this to be legalistic. But I do think it's important to set aside an extended period of time to be with God. And as soon as I get done recording this, I'm going to open up my calendar and practice what I preach, just so you know. So I want to encourage you to do that. I pray throughout the day. I pray a lot. But those long times of just being in God's presence aren't as often as they should be. And maybe it's the same for you. So I'm going to encourage you to do that today. Let's pray. Lord, I cherish my time with you. And Father, I believe you do too. And so because of that, I would like to spend some time with you. And so Lord, during that time, if it's you talking through your spirit, if it's me talking, if it's just being in your presence, Lord, that's what I want to do. I want to grow in my relationship with you. And growth comes through time together. And so I give you my time, even in the midst of my busyness. In Jesus' name, amen.